弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace, brothers, all the brothers and sisters.
现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考神以笑脸帮助我。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, tonight we will study God, who is the help of my countenance.
我们现在请翻开诗篇四十二篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 42.
诗篇四十二篇。
Psalm 42.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。
Verse 5, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall praise him for the help of his countenance.
这看起来是作者自问自答。
And it seems like the psalmist is asking a question and answering it himself.
他对自己的心说，为什么这样子沮丧？为什么这样子忧虑？
And he asks his own soul, why are you downcast?
那为什么这个心里面一直不安？
Why are you disquieted in the heart?
结果他说，哎，我应当仰望神。
And in response, he says, I have to hope in God.
因为神他会用笑脸帮助我。
Because God will help us with his countenance.
或者是说神他就是我脸上的帮助。
And so God is a help for our countenance.
也就是说神他用他的微笑一直看着我们。
And through his countenance, he will look upon us.
那他的光会照在我们的脸上。
And his glory will be shown on our face.
那我们本来很忧虑的这种心情会被改变。
And when we were very anxious and worried, that type of mentality will change.
然后他说，我还要称赞他。
Then at the end, he says, I will still shall yet praise him.
所以从这一节圣经我们看到，当一个人如果沮丧不安，心里面很忧愁的时候。
And so from this verse, we can see that when a person is feeling anxious and worried,
他最好的解药就是仰望神，赞美神。
And the best solution is to hope in God and to praise God.
那这个是世界上医学各种药物所想不通的。
And this is something that cannot be found in any other medical method or way.
我们现在如果觉得一个人有忧虑，他会焦急，他会恐惧不安。
If we know someone, anyone who is depressed and who worries and are unable to find peace.
那甚至他整天都是流眼泪，哭哭啼啼，也吃不下饭。
And every day they are crying and unable to eat.
心里面充满了不安、焦虑。
Their heart is filled, is not peaceful.
甚至有时候还会乱讲话。
And sometimes they might say whatever comes to mind.
然后这个时候我们可能说，赶快给他吃药。
Maybe we might think, oh, we need to have this person take some medicine.
先吃一些比较少剂量的药看看。
See, have them take some kind of minor, not as minor medicine first.
如果吃小量药没用，那就剂量再加多一点。
And if the prescription is too low, then we can make the prescription for the medicine higher.
如果这种药没用，再换别的。
And if this medicine is ineffective, then we can change to another one.
然后吃了之后就有很多副作用。
And then there will be many side effects of the medication.
这个人可能一开始还好一点，吃了很多药之后，可能真的就变成脑筋有问题了。
So a person might be become worse after eating this medicine, and then they might have something wrong with their mind.
因为我们肉体生病，很自然的想说，那就应该赶快来吃药。
So very naturally, when our physical body is ill, we think immediately to take some medicine.
没有错，如果我们是肉体生病，吃药有真的会有效。
And it's true, if we are physically sick and we take medicine, it will help us.
就好像我们如果手骨折了
，For example, if our arthritis
对已经断手断掉了
，If our hand is broken,
那你一直祷告吗
？And if you keep praying,
还是说我来去给医生看一下，然后接一下处理一下就好了
？And or do we go to the doctor and have them fix up our arm?
所以这个。那有时候我们被刀子割到受伤，你就药放上去，它就好了。
And or if we get a cut on our hand and we put some medicine on it, and it will be healed.
所以肉体的疾病或是这个问题呢，药物是可以解决的。
And so for fleshly illnesses, or it can be taken care of by medicine.
如果是我们的肉体生病，医生也可以帮助我们的。
And if we are ill physically, the doctor can also help us.
但是如果是我们的心生病的时候，
However, if our heart is sick,
那这个就不是药物或者是医生有办法的了。
This is something that cannot be healed by medicine or by a doctor.
现在在美国这个社会，绝大部分的人，他如果会忧郁，大部分不是因为肉体出问题。
And for the majority of people in America, the people that are depressed is usually not because of a physical illness.
大部分都是心理出毛病了。
It's because there is an illness in the heart.
所以心病如果找药物绝对医不好。
And any kind of sickness or illness in the heart cannot be healed by any kind of medicine.
如果心生病，只有神有办法。
When our heart is sick, only God is able to help us.
但是我们人往往这个病如果会有这种忧郁的情形，我们都赶快想到说先找药来试试看。
And if we feel depressed or have depression, we might automatically first think, let us first try to eat some medicine.
有时候忘记说先找找原因，到底是为什么会有这种情绪的忧郁的情绪产生。
Sometimes we fail to think about why, what reason we have this type, this depression.
那没有找出原因就去找药物，去找医生，绝对会越找越糟糕。
And if you instead of searching for the reason and first searching for the reason, but just go ahead and finding a doctor, it will become worse and worse for you.
还要吃药了。
Oh, to eat because if you eat medicine.
搞不清楚是哪里有问题，就赶快药先吃下去了。
Because you don't know what is wrong and you already first take the medicine.
因为有些药很方便啊，你到药房去自己拿就可以吃了。
And because sometimes the medicine is right there, you just go get it and you can eat it.
在这边生活环境很方便啊，药其实也不会真的很贵，你都可以买得起。
Because we can just get the medicine and it's not too expensive for us.
所以通常有人就是开始吃药。
And so sometimes people automatically just eat the medicine first.
但是没有用的。
But it's of no use.
其实我们发现，如果我们心里面有一些忧虑的事情，或者是我们身体出毛病，应该先去找出原因在哪里。
And if our body has any issues, or if we're feeling depressed, then we need to find what the reason is first.
学校的教育其实也教导我们说，今天如果有个问题出现了，我们应该去找原因。
And in the schools, they also teach if we encounter a problem, we need to find the reason why.
做研究的人是本来在没有问题的时候去找问题。
And some people who are researching, they look for a problem when there are no problems.
有时候就是。这个就是吃饱没事做。
This is what it means to be, have nothing to do.
因为就是要去找问题，然后去把这个事情做得更好，所以这个就是人类文明会进步。
So you need to find what is wrong and to improve it. This is how we can improve.
那所以其实我们都知道这个方法的。
So we already all know this method.
但是对我们的情绪反应的时候，我们人肉体的这种心情，有时候我们不会去分析它的原因，我们会直接想要找一个很快速的方式来解决这个问题。
But in terms of our emotions or how we are feeling, we usually don't do this, and instead we want to find a quick way to solve our problem.
诗篇四十二篇跟四十三篇这两篇诗啊，本来是合一篇的，就是同一篇。
Psalm 42 and 43 are actually one psalm.
因为四十二篇一开头有一个 subtitle， 就是一个简单的描述。这篇诗是可拉的后裔写的。
And in the beginning of Psalm 42, there's a subtitle that says that it is written by the sons of Korah.
那四十三篇就没有写。
And it's not, there's nothing in front of Psalm 43.
当我们在读诗篇，如果他没有写这种他的介绍的时候，通常很有可能是从上一篇延续下来的，或是同一个作者。
And if in the Psalm, if there's no subtitle, most likely it's connected with the Psalm before it.
所以四十二篇、四十三篇看起来应该是同一篇诗，后来把它拆成两篇。
And so Psalm 42 and 43 used to be one Psalm, but they split it into two parts.
因为第五节我们刚刚所读的经文在四十二篇的第十一节重复。
And because verse 5, what we have just read in chapter 42 is also repeated in verse 11.
第四十三篇的第五节也重复。
And it's also repeated in Psalm 43, verse 5.
所以感觉上就好像一首诗歌有三节，然后这个有三节歌词，那它的副歌合唱的部分就是第五节、第十一节跟四十三篇第五节这一句话一直重复。
So it seems like there are three verses, and there are, the refrain is in verse 5, verse 11, and chapter 43, verse 5.
那就是他好像这个作事人他自己问自己, 他怎么今天会这么样的沮丧不安?
And so it seems that the psalmist is asking himself, why is it that he's feeling so disquieted?
但是他发现一个答案就是要仰望神,要赞美神。
But he realized the key is that he needs hope in God.
如果神用笑脸帮助他, 那他就
And it how, because if God looks upon him with his countenance, then he will have no problems.
所以42篇、43篇，其实从42篇开始到49篇都是可拉的后裔所写的。
Actually, it's from Psalm 42 all the way to Psalm 49. These are all written by the sons of Korah.
那这个就是这个诗篇第二卷的一开头。
This is the beginning of the book two of Psalms.
诗篇一共有150篇，很长。
Their psalm has a total of 150 psalms.
这一本书里面自动的把它分成五部分。
And this book is automatically split into five parts.
所以第二部分的作者跟第一卷的就比较多作者了。
And in the second book of Psalm, there are a lot more writers.
因为会有可拉的后裔所写的，会有亚萨这个人所写的。
Because we have see the sons of Korah as well as an Asaph.
我们会看到所罗门最后也写了一篇。
We see the Psalms of Solomon.
但是在第一卷的时候，大部分都是大卫写的。
But in the first book of Psalms, it is mostly written by David.
42篇呢，我们从42篇开始呢，我们要再花一个月的时间来读第二卷。
So we are going to spend about a month's time to read book two of Psalms.
所以我们用5次的时间来把这个诗篇读完。
So we are using five different times to finish reading the book of Psalms.
所以接下来这个月从星期一开始呢，我们就是读诗篇第二卷。
And so starting from this Monday, we started reading book two of Psalms.
那这一篇诗呢？ 很显然的是，作者他应该是被掳到外邦，或者是他因为什么原因到外邦去，在那里受苦。
And these psalmists seem that they have been taken captive somewhere in exile in a foreign land.
应该是在迦南地的北边。
And it should be in the north part of the land of Canaan.
在黑门山附近。
A mount near Mount Hermon.
在那个地方，他们失去了自由。
Because it's there that they lost their freedom.
没有办法。
They're unable to come close to God.
他们被敌人讥笑,
they have been mocked by their enemies.
他们甚至已经开始怀疑神到底在哪里了。
And they doubt where God is.
好像神把他们忘记。
It is like God has forgotten them.
那时候在这种情况下, 他的心非常的忧伤。
And it's at this time that their heart is very disquieted.
那这个时候其实就是我们就好像我们现在一个人的生活里面。 进入了一个很容易忧虑的情境里面的。And
it is like in our life, in a period of time when we are easily depressed.
那所以从42篇、43篇呢， 我们来看一看诗人他是在什么情况下会产生忧虑不安的情绪。
So in Psalm 42 and 43, we'll look at situations where it will make a person become depressed.
他在诗篇里面他就自己说原因在哪里。
And he, in this psalm, it writes about what are the reasons.
这些原因其实很有可能会发生在我们日常生活里。
And these reasons can happen in our daily lives.
那作者他经历了要从忧虑走出来的那个解答了。
And to be able to walk out from the depression and the answer,
他知道要仰望神,
he knows to hope in God.
那所以神也就这样一步一步的要带领他离开这个沮丧不安的环境。
So step by step, God will lead them out of their depression.
那这个也是神今天要带领我们进入从忧伤进入喜乐的路径。
And so this is also the same way that God is leading us into having a life of joy.
我们从这两篇看到 它分三段。So
in this psalm, we see that it's split into three parts.
那这个三段就是三个他为什么会心里面忧虑不安的原因。And
in these three parts are three reasons why this person is downcast in their heart.
那最后他都是一样用仰望神、赞美神的方式得到答案的。And
however, for all the answer to these three is to hope in God and to help them look for the help of His countenance.
第一个原因，他为什么忧虑呢？
The first reason why he is depressed
是42篇第一节开始。Starting
from Psalm 42, verse 1.
那这里他是在失去自由的时候，在异邦地，他非常的想要看见神。
and this is in a foreign land, they really want to seek after God.
那个作者用像鹿口渴切慕溪水这样的一个比喻来描述他当时候是多么期待能够到神的殿里面来敬拜神。
And uses, the psalmist uses the example of the deer panting for the water as the same of wanting to be near God.
你看我们一个人如果口渴最需要就是那个水。
When someone is thirsty, what they need is water.
你口渴的时候，桌上给我们摆上了满汉全席，你看了没胃口。
If you are thirsty and you see a table, a feast full of food, you won't have any appetite.
最重要就是水。
The most important is water.
因为有水，你身体才会正常运作，你才会吃得下。
Because only with water will your body be able to work.
没有吃东西还可以忍受一段时间呢。
You're able to not eat for a while.
没有水，几天就死了。
Without water, you die in a couple of days.
那所以这里在讲说那个口渴的那种心情。
And so, it mentions the thirstiness that they experience.
他现在口渴的，他现在想要满足的不是物质的水，而是天上的神。
So this thirstiness, however, is not for physical water, but for spiritual water.
这位神是永生的神。
Because God is a living God.
所以这位神是那么真实。
And so this God is true.
曾经是作者，他非常有体验，他跟神很亲密的这位神。
And he is the creator, and the psalmist has a very close and intimate relationship with him.
那所以他一开头是描述他当时候是非常的很切慕的，能够再一次来到神面前来。
And so we can see the psalmist is longing to come before God. Again.
第二节他说：“我几时才可以朝见神呢？”
And verse 2, he says, "When shall I come and appear before God?"
那但是很显然的，他那时候就是没有办法来到神面前。
And it just at the time there he's unable to come before God.
那第三节
，In verse 3,
说我昼夜以眼泪当饮食，人不住的对我说，你的神在哪里呢
？My tears have been food my day and night. Why they continually say to me, "Where is your God?"
那表示这个时候他会沮丧、会忧虑、会不安。会想要见神，是因为他在敌人的讥笑底下，每一天受打击。
And the reason why he has the thirstiness for God is because he is living among enemies, and they are continually mocking him and provoking him.
特别是对这个作者在信仰上做攻击的。
Especially directly towards the psalmist's faith.
因为他说，如果你的神真的存在，你的神真的可以帮助你，你今天怎么会落到这般境界呢？
And asking him, if your God really exists, then why are you in this current situation right now?
所以人家就一直用他的你是敬拜神的人，但是你今天是这样子，那表示你的神不在了，不见了。
They keep using the reason that if you're in this situation and but so where is your God? That means since he's not helping you, that means that he doesn't exist.
那这个时候呢，第四节他就
In verse 4,
他就想到他过去的情景。
In verse 4, he remembers the former things.
他说：“我从前与众人同往，用欢呼称赞的声音，领他们到神的殿里，大家守节。我追想这些事，我的心极其悲伤。”
When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me, for I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast.
我们就看到，你看这个利未人呢，他们曾经在圣殿里面来歌唱赞美神的。
So we can see the Levi before they used to praise God in his house.
从历代志上大卫所设定的那种敬拜的制度里面，我们发现利未人就是在圣殿带领诗班。跟着祭司的班次一起来赞美神的。
You can see in 1 Chronicles that King David established the Levites and as well as the priests to sing to God and praise God in the temple.
当众人都来到圣殿守节期的时候，就是这个众人一起唱诗的那个时候，是非常的欢乐，而且是场面很盛大的。
When everybody came to the temple for a feast, it was very grand and a lot of voices were singing.
可是现在。这个往事只能够追忆了。
But now, this is a former thing, and he can only remember.
想到以前的事情，就加深了现在这种忧虑的那个伤心的情景。
To think about the things of the past, just makes it, even more depressing now.
因为他现在跟神隔离，跟圣殿隔离了。
Because he has been separated from God and from the temple of God.
很想到神的殿去赞美神，但是没有机会啊。
He wants to go to the house of God, but is unable to.
所以。 你看，我们有时候一个人如果在忧虑的时候
，Sometimes when people are depressed，
你越想到以前的事情越难过。
The more you think about the things of the past, the more upset or depressed you get。
因为过去的事情你没有办法再让它重新回来了。
Because the things of the past you are unable to change。
比如说我们现在年纪大了的人啊
，For example, for us，
你就想到我以前曾经很漂亮。
We might think back and think, wow, I used to be so beautiful。
我年轻的时候曾经非常的勇猛。
I used to be
很勇很厉害啊。
Oh, I used to be so accomplished before。
哇，几天不用睡觉，我可以做什么？像超人一样。
I didn't have to sleep for how many days, and I was like Superman。
但是现在呢
？But now，
什么都不会了。
I can't do anything。
所以想到过去，就觉得啊，真的人生很短暂。
And if you think about the past, you think about how short life is.
没有办法再去把过去的事情再要回来了。
You are unable to get back the things in the past。
所以这个时候我们会觉得说啊，这个人好像很没有用。
So it's at this time that we will think, wow, man, we are really useless.
所以当我们在情绪低落的时候，其实如果越回想过去，会越难过的。
So actually, in our depression, if we keep thinking about the things of the past, we'll become even more depressed.
这个时候怎么办
？So at this time, what do we do?
要面对现实。
We need to face reality.
现在才是能够，才是真的实际上发生在我们可以捉住的一个时候。
Because right now is only what is the time when we can have action.
要往前看。
We have to look forward.
因为这个日子还在往前进行。
Because the time is still moving forward.
前面我们还可以等待。
We can still think about what is ahead.
后面的已经过去了，没办法再追回来了。
The things in the past are in the past. We can no longer get them back.
所以要往前看，就是要看前面我还可以做什么。
So we need to look forward to think about what it is that we can still do.
那当时候这个作者他那个忧伤的情形，他就说他是整天流眼泪的。
So the psalmist describes himself as how depressed he is and that how he weeps every day.
他心里面真的是很悲伤啊。
Because his heart is truly sorrowful.
因为这个是别人不断的一直轻视他，一直在讥笑他的。
Because someone is continually mocking him.
那可是这个神又是他曾经那么样有体验的，那么喜乐。
But this God was one that he had experienced before, and that he had such joy.
好像什么都没有了。
It seems like now there's nothing.
所以他这个时候，你看人的心整个真的就像被压了一个大石头。
And so it seems like now, his heart there is a stone crushing it.
这个其实也说明，有时候我们的心情会因着别人告诉我们什么话。我们会被影响。
This also illustrates how sometimes our hearts are influenced by the words of others.
所以我们的环境会影响我们的心情。
So our environment will influence our.
我们周遭人都是讲一些很负面的话的时候。
If the people around us speak a lot of negative things.
那个在忧虑、在不安的人就会越加难、越严重。
Those who are depressed will become even more depressed.
但是如果有这个座位的人，如果是讲一些真的很正面、很鼓励的话。
However, if the people around us are speaking encouraging words,
他就会帮助他的。
Then it will be helpful.
所以我们面对一些人，他们在焦虑不安的时候，我们要做什么
？So when we encounter people who are suffering through depression,
不是去跟他说你一定怎么样，你哪里做错了
？It's not to tell them that oh you have done this and this wrong.
哦，你过去是怎么样子，现在怎么变这样子了呢
？How come you were like that before, and now why are you like this now？
哦，那如果这样讲哦，不要讲。可能还比较好，讲了就更糟糕了。
Sometimes if you were going to say this, then it's better not to have said anything at all.
哦，所以我们要了解，今天如果我们面对的我们的朋友、我们做到亲人，在这样子恐惧不安的时候，一定要避免让我们的话加深对方的痛苦。
So when we encounter people who are suffering or sorrowful, we need to make sure that our words do not further bring them down.
要让他能够往前看到神。
But we need to actually bring them forward to be able to see God ahead.
用诗歌可以帮助他的。
It's you can use songs to help them.
我们会看到，哎，这个时候这个诗篇的作者他说他要唱歌，他要赞美神。
And here we can see here the psalmist says that he wants to sing praise to God.
他有这个心，不见得他能够唱得出来哦。
Just because he has his heart doesn't mean that he's able to sing it.
有时候唱了就会走掉了。
Sometimes you sing it and it goes away.
哦，就是人有时候心情在不好的时候，不知不觉那个唱歌唱起来都跟以前不对味，好像味道不一样。
And it might be that how you sing now is different than how you sing how you sang before.
但是周围的人可以帮他唱的。
But the people around him can help them to sing.
啊，所以这个就是，哎，今天如果我们的情绪反应有时候，我们要常常照照镜子。
So for ourselves, we need to continually look in the mirror to examine our emotions.
看看我们有时候我们是不是这个脸上哈、哦、笑容增加呢，还是愁容比较多
？To see whether or not our smiles are increasing or are we frowning more and more.
我们会不会常常一看到什么事情就流眼泪、伤心、流眼泪啊
？Do we just look at anything and we always shed many tears？
我们是不会说啊，现在什么都没有胃口，都不想吃，什么都做什么事情都不起劲了
？We say we have no appetite for anything.
有时候当然也要考虑说到底是不是身体哪里出问题了。
Sometimes you might think, is there something wrong with our body?
有时候我们身体内分泌出问题的时候 会让我们变得很忧郁了。
And so sometimes when our body, there's something physically wrong, it can make us become depressed.
就好像我们一个姐妹 她在见证。
There's a sister who testified.
她去探访一个朋友。
She went to go visit a friend.
就是 到城外去探访朋友、啊。
She went out of, to
visit a friend. 在那边过得好好的、啊。
And she lived fine over there.
奇怪，就是在那边，当然生活不像在家里那么舒服。
But of course, it's not the same as living at home.
她回来的时候，就整个人不一样了。
But when she came home, she was different.
两个礼拜里面，她完全没有笑容。
For two whole weeks, she did not smile.
她就觉得好像人生活着要干什么。
She started wondering, what is the purpose of living?
突然觉得好像自己怎么都不对劲，一点都不会，都没有笑容了。
And she thought to herself, why is it that I'm not smiling anymore?
看啊，做什么事情都没有劲了，都不想做了。
And she didn't feel like doing anything.
她的家人就跟她说，你到底是哪里有问题的
？And her family member asked her, oh, there must be something wrong.
去看医生，医生说你是不是过敏啊
？And the doctor asked, went to go see the doctor, and the doctor asked, are you allergic?
检查都没有啊。
Because when they went to examine, there was something wrong.
奇怪，就这样子过了两个礼拜，就觉得很奇怪，怎么会突然这样子？
So after 2 weeks, she continued feeling that's weird. That she's like.
后来医生给她检查抽血。
And so then the doctor drew her blood.
才发现啊，她是甲状腺失调了，她的啊 thyroid.
Oh, thyroid. And so they examined that she had issues with her thyroid.
所以当内分泌失去平衡的时候，真的会让我们心里会忧郁。
So sometimes when there's something wrong with our body, it can make us have depression.
医生找到原因，马上跟他解决就好了。
And so after the doctor found the reason and helped her to solve it, then she was fine.
所以他这问题就不再发生了。
And so her problem didn't continue.
所以有时候我们看看，要常常照照镜，检查自己的面容。
Sometimes we have to examine and look in the mirror to see ourselves.
对。突然发生在我们周遭的事情，我们会不会很恐惧？会不会很害怕
？When the things happen to us, are we fearful？
还是我们最近，好像情绪这样有点不太正常，要注意了。
Or that, oh, there's something wrong with emotions that we need to be aware of.
去找原因。
Go find the reason.
是因为我们周围的人有些这样子，让我们觉得很伤心的话吗
？Is it because the people around us say things are very sad？
还是我们对神失去的体验？
Or have we lost experiences with God?
我们好像跟神很远的。
And we feel that we're far away from Him.
那这个时候，我们要找原因。
It is at this time that we need to find the reason.
那第42篇第五节，他接下去他就说：“哎，我应当仰望神。”
And then it continues in Psalm 42, verse 5 says, "I need to hope in God."
在异邦当中，他很渴望神，他做不到。
And in difficulty, he has to hope in God, but this is very difficult.
现在他仰望神，把重点放在神身上。
So he puts the emphasis on God.
接下来第六节。
Verse 6.
这是第二段。
This is the second verse.
他在这个地方，他在异邦地啊，他真的是被欺负的很严重。
So we can see the psalmist really was taken advantage of by the enemies.
第六节他说我的神啊，我的心在我里面忧闷。
Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me.
就是说他真的是很痛苦啊。
So it was very difficult for him.
我从约旦地，从黑林门岭，从米沙山纪念你。
Therefore, I remember you from the land of the Jordan and from the heights of Hermon.
这些敌人哦，真的是，也是一样，整天在欺负他的。
And his enemies provoke him day and night.
因为第九节说仇敌的欺压哈，让我时常哀痛。
Because in verse 9 it says, why do I go on mourning because of the oppression of the enemies?
第十节这个敌人也是一样，同样在辱骂我。
And in verse 10 the enemies continue to reproach.
就好像拿一把刀刺进人的骨头一样。
It's with the breaking of my bones.
然后一直的说你的神在哪里。
Asking them, where is your God?
一样，这个是就是在信仰上要让他受伤。
So this is making him suffer in his faith.
那在一邦地的感受，你看这个作者他说，他当时觉得好像神的瀑布发声，深渊与深渊响应，你的破浪洪涛漫过我身。
And it has said before, deep calls into the deep, unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me.
这个说明他当时面临的困境，好像他快要被淹没了。
And so this is depicting his suffering at the time as
he's
about to be overcome.
这个瀑布、这些深渊、这个波浪洪涛是神的，是神加在他身上的。
But he knows that these waves and billows, these are from God.
所以其实是神给他在这个困难当中。
God gave him this difficulty.
那神给他困难一定有用意的了。
And God gave him this difficulty with a purpose.
那当时候你看第六节他描述说，我是从外邦地，我去纪念你。
And in verse 6, he's saying that even though he's in a foreign land, he will remember God.
也就是说，他现在不再是一直想到过去我哪里很好啊。很快乐的时候
He's not remembering anything from the past of the joy of the past anymore.
他现在把这个思绪，把那个观点哈，把它放在神身上。
So he's putting in the hands of God.
所以你看，他本来是我回想以前的那些事情，跟现在我在那个地方，我直接来纪念神了。
And so it's no longer remembering the things of the past, rather you'll remember God.
哦，所以其实我们有时候在这个好像很无助的时候。要把那个焦点，我们的关心的重点放在神身上，而不要一直想过去的事了。
So sometimes in our depression, we no longer continue thinking about what is the past, but we need to move our focus onto God.
要对神的爱要有信心。
To have faith in the love of God.
因为第八节说
，In verse 8 it says,
白昼神必向我施慈爱，黑夜我要歌颂祷告赐我生命的神。
8, the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life.
你看英文它是写说，在晚上的时候，神的歌与我同在。
And it says, in the night his song shall be with me.
就是神会让我们唱歌了。
So meaning that God will allow us to sing.
所以神他还是慈爱的。
Because God is loving kindness.
神其实是我的磐石。
God is our strength.
所以第九节说，我要对我的磐石说。
God is my rock, and so I will say to God my rock.
所以我们就看到这个，当这个作者他想到说，其实神的爱没有改变，神还是可以成为我的依靠。
So he sees that the love of God has not changed, and that God is our reliance.
这个就是为什么说要把重点放在神身上。
This is why we mean to put the focus on God.
我们如果想到人哦，会失望的。
If we put on our focus on man, we'll be disappointed.
因为人的帮助有限。
Because man's help is limited.
但是如果把重点放在神身上，我们发现神的慈爱永不改变。
But we put our focus on God, we'll find that God's love is never changing.
我们虽然现在很痛苦
，Even though we might be suffering now,
可是神都知道。
God knows.
因为这个是从神来的，神加在我们身上的。
Because it comes from God, and God has added this.
这个作者他很清楚，他们是属神的人。
So the psalmist knew very clearly that they were people.
所以虽然这些敌人辱骂，好像波浪洪涛要把他们淹没，但他知道这是神给的，神一定会救他。
Even though the enemies were mocking them and that it was like waves, but he knew that God will save them.
可是神把他放在这样的环境里面要做什么呢？
But what's the purpose of God putting them in this situation?
其实是要考验他们的信心。
It is to test their faith.
所以你看第九节哈。
In verse 9.
第九节，人在这个考验当中啊，真的就问题就出现了。
In the midst of a test, our problems will appear.
你为何忘记我呢？
Why have you forgotten me?
你为何因仇敌的欺压时常啊？我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？
Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?
意思就是说，神啊。你应该是我的磐石，但是你现在为什么不看我，把我忘记丢在这边呢？
Meaning that God, you are my rock, but why have you left me here?
你为什么让仇敌这样不断的来让我这样哀叫呢？
Why are you allowing the enemies to provoke me and repress me?
所以这个时候，这个信心被考验了。
So this is at a point time when their faith is tested.
我们其实我会发现说，我们人哦，信心在被考验的时候，那个真实的情形就会发出。跑出来了啦。
And we'll find that when our faith is being tested, our true self will come out.
有时候我们在平安的时候，我们都自己认为很有信心的。
Sometimes in times of peace, we feel like we have a lot of faith.
但基本上每一个我们落在患难当中的时候，我们一定会 我们就会经过考验，说发现说我们自己其实信心不足的。
And however, in times of difficulty or during a trial, we'll find that our faith is not enough.
谁是真的非常有信心的
？Who is a person that really has faith？
很少
，very few。
主耶稣基督他在面对十字架的时候，他都会害怕的。
When Jesus Christ was facing the cross, even he was afraid.
所以圣经说我们不能够自以为有信心。
So we cannot think that we have faith.
当我们自己认为有信心可以站得住的时候，这个就是我们 要进入要跌倒要受亏损的时候。
When we feel that we have faith and that we are able to stand firm, this is the point where we are about to fall.
有时候我们对自己很有信心的时候
，When we feel we have a lot of faith,
其实那是因为无知。
This is because we are
对自己无知
we can't see ourselves very clearly.
不是真的有信心的。
It's not that we really have faith.
你看这些可拉的后裔，他们本身不是在圣殿里面带领这些百姓来歌颂赞美神吗
？And wasn't because the sons of Korah weren't they the people that praise God in the temple?
那时候他们不是很有信心吗
？At the time, didn't they have a lot of faith?
非常喜乐啊
！They had a lot of joy.
可是现在被掳到外邦去的时候
，When they're taken captive.
他们的信仰的真实的一面就跑出来了。
The reality of their faith appears.
所以我们人很容易在这个患难当中就发现说，哎，我们对神的依靠不够。
And so in times of trials, we could see how our faith is not enough.
大卫王其实也是有同样的体验啊。
And King David also had the same experience.
我们诗篇第十三篇我们读过的。
We've read Psalm 13 before.
诗篇十三篇第一节。
Psalm 13 verse 1.
神啊，你忘记我到几时呢？要到永远吗？
How long, O God, Lord, will you forget me forever?
你掩面不看我要到几时呢
？How long will you hide your face from me?
我心里筹算，终日愁苦，要到几时呢
？How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily?
我的仇敌升高压制我，要到几时呢
？How long will my enemy be exalted over me?
你看，一直问神要到几时，要到几时
？And he keeps asking God, how long, how long?
就是神啊，你忘记我，难道要永远忘记吗？
God, you have forgotten me. Will you forget me forever?
这就是我们人在信心受考验的时候很自然的反应。
This is the test. What happens very commonly when our faith is being tested.
但其实神没有忘记。
But God has not forgotten.
神是把我们一个人放在这样的一个考验当中，他才会成长。
God has put us in this test so that we can grow.
才会真的了解说啊、哦，真的，我们每天都需要神的。
To have us realize that every day we need God.
我们自己其实是。很脆弱不可靠的
that we are very weak and we are unable to
那更不用说是靠别人的
and not even talking about relying on others
如果没有靠神我们必然失望
if we do not rely on God we will lose hope
好所以我们在这个时候你看敌人在欺负我们在辱骂我们的时候
and it is at this point in time when our enemy is mocking us
他一直问说你的神在哪里
Keep asking us, "Where is your God?"
那这个时候我们说神在哪里？你去问别人说，哎，你告诉我神在哪里
？And if you go ask someone else, "Where is your God?"
别人也不会告诉我们答案呐、啊。
They can't give us an answer.
对不对？所以神在哪里，只有直接问神才知道了。
And it's only "Where is God?" You need to ask God directly.
神如果跟我们说，我们就知道在哪里啊。
If God tells us, then we will know where it is.
所以其实这个时候仰望神的方式就是跟神祷告。
So to hope in God is to pray to God.
我们直接把我们的话跟神问。
And to ask God directly.
求神帮助。
To ask God to help us.
你看约珥书第二章啊。
Let's turn to Joel chapter 2.
当时候，先知预言呢、啊。
And the prophet had prophecy.
第约珥书二章的第十七节。
Joel chapter 2 verse 17.
二章十七节，侍奉神的祭司要在廊子和祭坛中间哭泣说：“主啊。”求你顾惜你的百姓，不要使你的产业受羞辱。列邦管辖他们，为何容列邦人说他们的神在哪里呢
？17. Let the priests who minister to the Lord weep before the between the porch and the altar. Let them say, "Spare your people, O Lord, and do not give your heritage to reproach. But the nations shall rule over them. Why should they say among the peoples, 'Where is their God?'"
所以这个其实就是把这个问题。去问神，因为神，你的名现在被羞辱，你难道忍得下吗
？And so, we need to bring this question to God, because God's name is being put down. So we need to ask God.
我们是你的产业，不要让你的产业受羞辱。
That we are your heritage, don't let your heritage be reproached.
求你顾念你的百姓。
To remember your nation.
所以我们仰望神的时候。就是直接跟神求。
So when we hope in God, we are directly asking Him.
因为现在别人。现在神把我们放在一个考验的环境里面，别人是用信仰来攻击的。
So God is testing us, and people are challenging our faith.
这个时候只有神有办法施力量。
It's only at this time that God is able to give us strength.
这个时候只有神能够给我们体验。
It's only at this time that God is able to let us experience Him.
神为了他的名的荣耀，绝对不会让我们真的被羞辱的。
And for the name, for the glory of His name, God will not let us be put to reproach.
所以他最后第十一节，他一样回来。我的心啊，为什么要忧闷呢？
That's why in verse 11, he once again goes back to talking about
应当要仰望神。
Why are you cast down, O my soul? Because we have to hope in God.
他是我脸上的光荣，他是我脸上的帮助。
He is the help of my countenance.
他是我的神。
He is my God.
所以信心经过考验之后呢？
So after our faith has been tested,
这个神就变成我们个人的神了。
This God becomes our own God.
就不再是我父亲的神，我母亲的神，我什么其他人的神。
It's not the God of my father or my mother or anyone else.
是我自己的。
It is our own God.
这就是神他要让我们受试炼的原因。
And this is the reason why God wants to test us.
因为他要我们每一个人都跟他建立真的很真实、很真实、很深刻的关系。
Because He wants to have a very deep and intimate relationship with us.
好，所以这个有时候我们今天活在一个这个异邦地，我们今天是天国的人，活在这个世界上啊。
So today we are people of heaven living on this earth.
我们今天称这位神是我们的主，
have,
我们的父。
We have have this God as our Father.
可是我们在日常生活当中，我们跟一般世人都一样啊。
But in our daily life, we are just like anyone else.
危险我们也遇到啊。
We have encountered danger.
病痛我们也会有啊。
We've encountered illness.
对不对？意外有时候会出现在我们身上啊。
And sudden things happen to us.
但这个时候，如果我们因为信仰缘故被人家轻视，被人家辱骂。
But if because of our faith we are looked down upon or mocked by others,
我们被欺负了
we have been taken advantage of.
那怎么办？
What do we do?
仰望神。
We need to hope in God.
因为知道神他要帮助我们建立跟他的关系。
Because God will establish, wants us to establish His relationship with us.
因为这样子我们才有办法最后成为他的光。
And so it's only through this that we're able to be His light.
好，所以我们处在这个环境当中，有时候真的会有这种。很低落的情绪的时候。
So in this life, we will have time when we have low points in our.
好，那我们现在看第43篇。
Let's look at Psalm 43 now.
43篇第一节。
First one.
神啊，求你伸我的冤，向不敬不虔诚的国为我辩屈，求你救我脱离诡诈不义的人。
Verse 1, vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man.
这个是因为。活在一个不公义、不敬虔、诡诈的这个环境当中。
Living in an unrighteous and a corrupt environment.
那这个仇敌还是一样时常欺压。
And because the enemy continues to oppress them.
第二节是
First,
也是一样。
Is the same.
你是赐我力量的神，为何丢弃我？为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？
Verse 2, for you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?
所以你看第二节跟第42篇的第九节是很类似的。
So we can see verse 2 of chapter 43 is very similar to verse 9 of Psalm 42.
一样，这个就是在这个环境里面哦，他现在在等候神，在期盼神能够带他离开这个困境。
So it's in their environment, this difficult environment, that they're hoping that God will take them out of their situation.
他期待的是神把他带回到他的圣所来。
And they hope that God will lead them back to His sanctuary.
他现在在等候的过程当中。
He's in the waiting.
在等候的时候，其实我们有时候真的会很焦虑的。
And so it's in this time of waiting, sometimes it's very difficult.
你看，我们有时候都在等人的时候。
Because, like for example, when we're waiting for someone.
比如说，这时间就讲好是这个时候要出现呐。
So for example, we say that it's at this time that they need to come.
他就是迟迟没有来。
But then the person doesn't show up.
那这时候我们会想什么
？What will we think?
我们想说，哎，会不会路上发生意外啊。
We might think, well, maybe something, an accident happened on the way.
会不会这个人突然生病了
？Or maybe this person suddenly got sick.
或者是因为我们现在还有手机，说还可以直接打电话说哦，就是怎么样。
But now we have phones, we can call and just figure out what.
以前没有手机那么方便的时代啊。
But before, when there were no cell phones.
你跟对方讲好了，说我什么时候要出现
？If you say, oh, at what time, and then that person needs to appear.
迟到，你在路上被什么事情耽搁，你没办法打电话啊。
And if you If they were late, there's no way to call.
那在等的人就一直在那边等。
So you just keep waiting.
心里面就好多好多的想法。
And in your mind, you have a lot of different thoughts.
可能怎样，可能怎样。
Oh, this could happen. This could happen.
越想的时候，就心里越难过。等到来的时候，哇，就要破口大骂了，因为实在是太气了。
And the more that you think about, the more angry you might get. And when they finally show up, you let release your anger.
所以我们就看到说，有时候我们在等候的时候，我们真的会失去耐心，我们情绪会很低落。
So sometimes in waiting, we can see we will lose patience, and our emotions will be uncontrollable.
这个43篇里面，他告诉我们一个情景，就是他们在异邦地要等候神把他们带回来。
So in Psalm 43, it depicts an environment where the people have to wait in a very hostile environment to return.
可是神迟迟都没有动作。
But it seems like God is not moving.
然后神好像把我们丢掉，忘记了。
That God had cast them off and forgotten them.
但是对方，你看这个环境里面又是不公义的，又行诡诈，他们活在这个地方很痛苦。
And this environment that they are dwelling in is deceitful and unjust.
他现在求神，第三节说。求你发出你的亮光和真实，好引导我，带我到你的圣山，到你的居所。
So that in verse 3, they plead to God, Oh, send your light and your truth, let them lead me, and let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle.
他现在求神用亮光跟他的真实，他的那个信实来引导他们。
He asks God to send his light and truth to lead them.
那这表示是神的慈爱跟诚实了。
This is God's love and truth.
就是说神讲过的话一定会实现的。
Because what God says will come true.
他这里是用这种亮光跟真实把它拟人化，说这两个东西，这两样，神的这两样会带领我们回到他的圣所来。
And so using these two things, the light and the truth, it will be able to guide the people back.
所以其实你看神他是光，神是光。
God is light.
神也是信实的神。
God is also a God of truth.
他说他不会永远放弃他的百姓。
He says he will never forsake his people.
他不会把百姓忘记的。
He will not forget them.
他是在等他适当的时候。
He's waiting for his time.
等到这些百姓考试通过，他就要把他们带回来。
And he's waiting for them to pass the test, and then he'll bring them back.
所以他们，你看，一般人在等候的时候，人通常都会想说，神忘记我。
So sometimes when we're waiting, we'll think God has forgotten us.
以赛亚书的49章。
Isaiah 49.
以赛亚书四十九章。
Isaiah 49.
四十九章第十五节。
Isaiah 49 verse 15.
妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不怜惜她所生的儿子？即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
Verse 15, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you.
这个就是神他一直跟他的百姓保证。
This is the promise that God has made to his people.
把我们刻在他的掌心上，绝对不忘记。
We have been inscribed on the palms of his hands. We will not be forgotten.
其实要耐心等候他。
We need to have patience and wait.
他的信实要把我们领到他的居所来。
And God will truly bring us to his sanctuary.
而且还要更进一步把我们带到他的祭坛前面来。
And he will also bring us before his altar.
在这个地方，我们就可以看到神。
And it is here that we will be able to see God.
在这个地方，我们就真的可以成为喜乐。
And it is here that we will truly be able to rejoice.
哦，所以他现在其实。当一个人在等候的时候 会不安，会焦虑。
So when someone is waiting, they might get anxious and worried.
让我们其实现在也不是在等候神吗？
Today, aren't we also waiting for God?
我们知道 要依靠神。
We know that we have to rely on him.
但是既然是依靠神，神就有他的时候。
So since we are relying on him, then God will have his timing.
神有他的方法。
God will have his own method.
所以我们人要耐心等候他。
So as man, we need to wait patiently for him.
不可以跟神说你一定要在什么时候给我解决问题。
We cannot say to him, God, it has to be at this specific time that you need to help us.
那在这个等候过程当中，
So in this process of waiting,
其实就是要让我们最后能够得到真正的那个喜乐。
Is so that ultimately we'll be able to receive the true joy.
你看神他带上的百姓是一步一步来的。
Because God guides his people step by step.
从外邦地。
From the foreign land.
现在用亮光跟真实把他们引到神的圣山来。
Then through light and truth he brings them to the holy hill.
然后带到他的居所，就是到他的殿。
And to your tabernacle.
从他的殿又带到他的祭坛来。
Then from the tabernacle to the altar.
在这个祭坛这个地方，他就看到神了。
And it is at the altar that they see God.
那这个神就是我最喜乐的。
And this God is the one that is exceedingly my exceeding joy.
就是我从神身上获得喜乐的。源头了。
And it's the reason why God,
神是我的喜乐，我的欢喜的。
God is my exceeding joy.
那所以在这个地方，我们就一看到神，真的朝见神。
And this is here that we truly meet God.
神就是这么样的慈爱，在一步一步的引导愿意寻求他的人。
God is so loving that He is able to bring the people step by step to Him.
So when we're
willing to hope in God,
愿意来祈求神,
when we're willing to rely on Him,
其实我们人的这个忧郁的 情绪，我们的这个这样的一个心病可以 被解决的。
Our depression in our hearts can be healed.
所以现在忧郁症的解方在哪里？
So where is the solution to depression?
就是到神面前来。
It's to come before God.
在这里能够找到喜乐。
It's here that we're able to find joy.
我们如果愿意仰望神的，
if we're willing to look towards God,
我们就会发现世上其他的方法都不管用。
We can see that the things of this world are not.
我们有位黄姐妹，她见证她的先生怎么样走过那个八年的忧郁症。
And we have a sister Huang who testified how her husband walked through 8 years.
他们夫妻两个，夫妻两个都当学校老师。
The two of them were both teachers in the school.
他这个做太太的在中学教书。
中文学校。
不是中学，在 middle
school. Middle school. Oh, okay. And so the wife was working in a middle school.
这个先生是在小学当老师的。
And her husband was working in an elementary school.
但是这个做先生的就是很忠厚老实又很内向的人。
And so her husband was very honest and also very introverted.
什么事情哦都放在心里面都不讲。
Everything he puts in his heart, he doesn't talk about.
工作有压力，被人家欺负，什么事情他都往肚子里面吞。
So when he's taken advantage of, if he is being treated unfairly, he just keeps it all inside.
因为他没有什么朋友可以讲话。
Because he doesn't really have friends.
那个时候他们也不没有信耶稣。
At the time, they did not believe in God.
他有的就是回到家的时候跟自己的家人这样子 过日子而已。
And so they will only talk to their family members at home, so it was a very small circle.
有一天他真的就开始忧郁了。
So one day he started to have depression.
什么事情都没有兴趣。
He had no interest in anything.
不敢走出室外。
He could not leave the house.
不敢看到光。
Could not see the light.
整天把家里用得暗暗的。
Every day he made the house completely dark.
是很重度的忧郁症。
It's very severe depression.
找带去看医生。
When they brought him to the doctor,
大概20年前，忧郁症这种事情很少见的。
And so 20 years ago, depression was not very common.
医生就给他吃药。
The doctor gave him some.
本来是忧郁症，现在吃完药之后变成躁郁症，变成bipolar，就是那个哇，变成整天晚上都不睡觉了。
And so, after
每天都很high。
Through eating the medicine, he became bipolar, and he could every day he was very high.
然后之后就马上又掉到，想要掉到海里面去。
And then sometimes then he'll fall into a deep, very low.
这个做太太实在有够痛苦了。
And so as a wife, it's very difficult.
每天就是这样心惊胆战的。
And every day, she would have to worry about this.
这个先生就没有办法上班了。
And so of course, this husband wasn't able to work.
就也家里没有人照顾他，就只好请一个看护来家里面陪他。
And so there's no one to look after him, and so they had to hire a caretaker to take care of him.
啊，结果这个看护还是一个小偷。
And this caretaker was a thief.
就骗着这个先生那个存款那个密码，就慢慢的就把他那个钱就领光了。
And so they tricked the husband to give them bank account number, and slowly they stole their money.
那本来想说哇，那这个实在是遇到贼了，引劫入到自己的家里来。
And so they had invited a thief into their own house.
到处去拜拜，去找方法。
And so they went all over the place worshiping idols, trying to find a solution.
只要有人说到哪里去有用，他就去了。
Wherever someone said that this is effective, they went.
越找神，越找医生，越吃药，越惨。
And so they tried to find God, trying to find doctors. The more the medicine they ate, the worse he got.
经过了八年，这个先生基本上快变成废人一样。
After 8 years, the husband was about to become a very useless person.
后来他的一个亲戚。
Then one of the relatives.
知道他这个先生的这个情况。
Heard about the situation of the husband.
特别跟他说，你一定要把你的先生带去找耶稣。
And said to them, "You need to take your husband to find Jesus."
到真耶稣教会去敬拜神。
Go to True Jesus Church and worship God.
他那时候想说，我把找那么多了，到带去这个教会有效吗？
And they at first they thought, "I've gone to so many places. Will it even be effective if we go there?"
他其实很不愿意的，因为他没有去过。
Because in the beginning they were really unwilling because they had never been there before.
可是后来想一想，我这么多拜过了，没有差这个，试试看也好。
And so at the end, they thought, "Oh, we've worshipped anything and everything, so we should just try this."
他就真的 把他先带到教会来。
So then they really brought him to church.
到教会来，他看到了一群人。
And when they came to church and they saw a group of people.
这一群人是这么有爱心的。
And this group of people has so much love.
真的是愿意帮助他的。
Really willing to help them.
这里的人，大家都是笑嘻嘻的。
And this group of people all were very joyful.
他先生已经八年的忧郁症，他已经很久没有笑过了。
And her husband had gone through eight years of depression and had never not laughed for so long. 他进到教会里面
那个脸是整个像那个真的是很难形容啊，人就是不会笑，你看到他没有人想要亲近他的。
And so when he walked into the chapel, his face gave off the look that nobody wanted to be close to him.
可是当大家知道他的问题的时候
，But when everyone saw understood his problem,
大家开始帮他祷告。
Everyone prayed for him.
真的开始用爱心来协助他。
And through love supported him.
他们来找神，仰望神以后。
After they found God and hoped in him.
他的先生开始就很快速的好起来了。
Her husband very quickly was able to be healed.
经过四个月
，After 4 months,
她的先生可以去回去工作。
Her husband could go back to work.
那些药全部都停了。
They stopped eating any of the medicine.
从这个本来要破碎的家庭，又被神的手把它扶起来了。
And so this family that was about to be broken was once again put together by the hands of God.
自己的孩子，三个孩子也都得圣灵。
And her three children also received the Holy Spirit.
所以。大概六个月的到教会来慕道来仰望主耶稣基督，全家受洗。
So after 6 months of turning, looking forward, hoping in God, the family was baptized.
他就发现说啊，原来若早知道来找耶稣，不知道多好。
And so then they thought, if we hadn't come to believe in Jesus Christ earlier, how wonderful it would it be?
其实他们在先生快要发病之前，他们曾经来到教会的门口。
And actually, right before when the husband was about to be sick, they had actually almost was at the door of the chapel.
那时候，那个孩子，他们的其中一个孩子说：“我们是不是应该在这里信神？”
And her child had asked them, "Oh, should we come believe in God here?"
他妈妈说：“你不要乱讲。”
And their mom said,
我们是拜不同神的。
You shouldn't say that. We actually worship different God.
结果就开始生病了。
And after that, he started to become sick.
等到八年之后，他回到教会来真的得到解决。
And so after 8 years, and then coming back to the church, and they find their solution.
他们才发现说，原来其实神早就在呼召他们的。
That God, they found out that God actually earlier had already called them.
可是他就拒绝。
But she had rejected.
然后现在经过了这么多的苦以后
，After going through so many sufferings,
他才发现说，原来仰望耶稣是这么简单的。
That to look upon the help of Jesus Christ was so easy.
神是要愿意用笑脸来帮助那些忧伤的人的。
God is willing to smile upon those who are suffering.
好，所以我们看诗篇四十篇。
If you look at Psalm 40.
四十篇。
Psalm 40.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我曾耐心等候神，他垂听我的呼求。
I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry.
第二节，他从祸坑里，从污泥中把我拉上来。
He also brought me up out of the horrible pit, out of the mire
of clay.
And set my feet upon a rock and established my steps.
第三节说，他使我口唱新歌，就是赞美我们神的话。
Verse 3, He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God.
这个就是神他用笑脸帮助我们的结果。
This is the result of when God looks upon us with His smile.
当我们愿意来仰望他。
And we're willing to look upon him and
他就要让我们立在稳固的磐石上。
Then God will establish us on a rock.
他要赐给我们一首新歌。
He'll give us a new song.
我们一定可以不断的颂赞他。
So that we can continually praise him.
我们会发现在神这里真的是喜乐满足。
We'll find that it's only in God that we're able to be fully satisfied.
就算是有困难，也是神给我们的考验。
And even if we encounter difficulty, it is a test from God.
最终，神是要以笑脸来帮，成为我们的帮助。
At the end, God will, using His smiling face, will be our help.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May God continue to guide us.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing Him.
489首。
489。
Song that Jesus gave me, it was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. I love the Christ who died on Calvary, for he washed my sins away. He put within my heart a melody, and I know it's there to stay. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. 'Twill be my harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love.
请坐。
Please be seated.
一起来祷告。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray together.
求主耶稣来帮助我们每一个人。
And we let us ask God to help every one of us.
那我们能够对神有信心。
To have faith in God.
不管什么时候。在什么情况底下都能够仰望神。
No matter when, when or where we are, we can help. I'm ask.
用祷告来跟神说话。
Through prayer to talk to God.
用诗歌来赞美他。
Through song to praise Him.
那神就带给我们喜乐。
And in this way, God will give us joy.
我们会看到神很爱我们。
We'll see that God truly loves us.
一起来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.